Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
What's going on, everyone? It's Friday, March 3rd. I'm Zachary Crockett here with Juliet Bennett-Ryla, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. We've got a weird one for you today. Odds are you've imbibed Jack Daniel's. It's one of the world's best-selling whiskey brands. In the US alone, they sold 50 million liters of the stuff last year. And in case you're wondering, that's around a 1.1 billion shots. Anyway, Jack Daniel's is in trouble in its home state of Tennessee. More specifically, they are getting sued over claims that they're spreading some kind of black fungus all over town. Juliet's got the story, but first, let's take a look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. A New York judge ruled that Starbucks committed egregious misconduct during a unionization campaign in Buffalo, and the company must reinstate 7 employees and pay back pay and damages. CEO Howard Schultz must read or be present for a reading of the 10-page notice, and he also has to provide video evidence that he has done so. SpaceX successfully launched 4 people to the ISS for NASA's Crew 6 mission. They're going to remain in space for 6 months. Unfortunately, Musk's Investor Day presentation for Tesla on Wednesday didn't go as hot. Stock was down 6% yesterday after his quote-unquote master plan failed to map out a specific plan. In other Musk news, the FDA rejected Neuralink's application to test brain implants on humans in 2022. Concerns there included its lithium battery and how it would be removed without causing damage. CNET is reportedly laying off 10% of its masthead. Back in January, CNET paused AI-generated stories after finding errors in the majority of those stories. So laying off staff might not be the best move for them there. And lastly, a man allegedly broke into an industrial park in Telford, England to steal 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs and other chocolates worth $38,000. While we're talking about drinks and foods and all that good stuff, our main story today is about Jack Daniel's. Odds are you've probably tried Jack Daniel's or at least seen it or heard of it. It's a big whiskey company out in Tennessee. Juliet, it's not all good news for them out there.
Yes, they are mentioned in a lawsuit. A woman named Christy Long is suing Lincoln County, where Jack Daniel's has 6 barrel houses where it ages its whiskey. Christy Long is the owner of an event venue where people come to get married. It is very beautiful. However, she says that it is constantly being coated in a black fungus.
Jeez.
That comes back no matter how many times she power washes it, which for the right couple could be very cool. But for most people, probably not into it.
Okay. To start out, what exactly is this stuff? What are we talking here?
So this is really fascinating. It's called whiskey fungus. Uh-huh. There is actually a much larger scientific name. It is a whiskey fungus or rum fungus is what they call it because it turns up near distilleries. And there is an absolutely fascinating deep dive on this from a 2011 Wired article following James Scott, PhD. He's a mycologist. He's the guy that like really cracked the code on this thing. So basically what happens is when you age whiskey in a barrel, some of it evaporates. Mm-hmm. And that is often called the angel share, like the share of the booze the angels gets or whatever. That just happens all the time. And when this happens, it evaporates as ethanol, which can spread out. And wherever the ethanol goes, if there is enough moisture and humidity, this fungus grows relentlessly.
Wow.
Now, okay. Jack Daniel's has 6 barrel houses in Lincoln County and wants to build even more, which is great for the county financially. If Jack Daniel's were to have 14 barrel houses, it says it would generate about $1 million in annual property tax revenue. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for everybody else, that means more of this black fungus, which is very difficult to remove. You can power wash it off, but it comes back. And the same mycologist told the New York Times that like eventually, yes, it will damage your patio furniture, your trees, make signs unreadable.
Yikes. Okay, so Jack Daniel's is in this town called Lynchburg, Tennessee. That's in Moore County, as you said. this stuff is also permeating Lincoln County, the nearby county. So it sounds like this isn't really stuff you can just easily scrub away. Like Jack Daniel's has failed to take care of this. That's the issue here.
Yeah, and that's the key to this lawsuit and why the plaintiff is suing the county. Basically, according to this mycologist, until you remove the source of the alcohol, it will continue to just keep growing. Now, to be clear, there is not like a known link between bad health outcomes and this fungus like there is with black mold. But the residents would like there to be more study into this since they are presumably breathing it in all the time.
Right.
And they also just don't want to have to keep cleaning everything up all of the time. So in the New York Times, they were quoting this company representative named Donna Willis. And she was basically saying, well, okay, it's a nuisance, sure. And it can be easily remedied by having it washed off. But then she said that Jack Daniel's would not do the washing because they could be held liable for any damage that occurs during the power washing.
I see.
So basically she's saying, yeah, it's easy, just do this, but they don't want to do that because that's time consuming and costs money. And then another solution that someone had proposed was, well, maybe you could use air filters to try to like catch some of this stuff before it gets out. And they don't want to do that either because they feel like that would potentially change or harm the flavor of the whiskey because the whole point of aging the whiskey is to give it a better flavor. So they're kind of at this impasse where Jack Daniel's is seemingly unwilling to do anything to help these people out. And these people are like, we don't want all of our stuff covered in black fungus.
Okay, so some of these people in these towns are spending thousands of dollars on power washing.
Yes.
The claim here is that Brown-Forman Corporation, which is Jack Daniel's parent company, sort of lacks the proper permits. And they're just being extremely irresponsible here.
Yeah. And that's kind of like the key of this lawsuit is they're trying to say you don't have the proper zoning permits to have built these barrel houses in this area.
Oh.
And so far, a judge has at least agreed in one of the barrel houses. Construction on that one has stopped. But obviously, the lawyers representing the plaintiff are like, no, get them all out of here because all of them are going to be spreading the black fungus. But I have read from people who have lived in the town for a long time that it was not nearly as bad or noticeable when they only had one or two, but now they have 14. And there are similar lawsuits, interestingly enough, where there are other distilleries.
Really?
There was one in Kentucky.
Okay.
Where they make a lot of bourbon and the like. And that one was dismissed. And then another one is still pending in Canada.
Interesting.
You know, they also make whiskey.
Okay. What's Jack Daniel's opposition to what you said about air filters? This seems like a good solution.
Their objection is that adding the air filters would somehow change the flavor of the whiskey.
Wow. Okay.
And I mean, I once went to this like really weird distillery called Lost Spirits where they were doing all these wacky things with machines that were like trying to speed up the aging process. And I'm not quite sure that I remember or understand any of it at this point. So I feel like there are other ways to potentially age something and maybe there's something that could work. But I don't know. Jack Daniel's seems to think that like changing this process would somehow change the whiskey that people have come to know and love.
Interesting. So this is totally different, but obviously, with the East Palestine thing, the train derailment going on in Ohio, sort of irresponsible corporate behavior in these small towns in America. As you said, this fungus, you know, there's no link between the fungus and health issues in this case, but it seems to still fall within that general camp of, you know, there's a big company in this small town. Lynchburg, Tennessee is pretty much a company town. Like most people who live there work Jack Daniel. And I'm not surprised there's pushback when this company refuses to address a problem that the town is facing.
Yeah. And I feel like the whole time that I was reading this, I was reading about this because the pictures of the fungus are kind of creepy if you look at them. I was one thinking about The Last of Us, where everyone is basically dead because of a mushroom infection.
Yeah, that's perfect comparison.
But also, you've probably heard of this town, Centralia in Pennsylvania. Where there was a coal mine fire underground.
That's right. Yeah. That fire that's been burning for like, what is it, like 20 years or something?
Yeah, it's been burning since 1962.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This town has just been on fire from the ground up and no one lives there. No one can live there because it's so uninhabitable.
Eesh.
And this isn't a new problem either, because back in like 1892 or something, there was a guy who this fungus is named after who was in France where they make cognac and was like, what's all this soot that's covering everything? So like... I feel like there's a tipping point at which you have so many barrel houses that like you just live in an uninhabitable fungus town.
Yeah. And, you know, Jack Daniel is not hurting for profit. They're doing very well. Last year, they sort of resurged There's a report that I read from Brown-Forman Corporation that last year, Jack Daniel was actually their best-selling spirit, and it sold something like, 50 million liters of whiskey last year. So this seems like a relatively small expense, all things considered. Avoid a PR disaster for yourself. Just clean up some fungus and move on.
Yeah. And, maybe it would be an interesting experiment for them to try the air filters and see what happens and what that tastes like. Because I'm just so curious as to how that would make it taste different and if people would notice. That could be an interesting PR move. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it'll become like their next signature bottle, like Old Number 7 air filter infused whiskey.
Yeah, why not? You can claim that it's sustainable or something.
All right, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. If you want more tech and business coverage, or if you want to find our newsletter, go get yourself subscribed over at thehustle.co/email. And we will catch you all next week.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.